Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Just be patient, some North Carolina Democrats are telling each other these days. The demographics, they say, are on our side. As the older, white, conservative Republicans are dying off, they're being replaced by younger, multi-ethnic, social liberals who tilt Democratic when they go to the polls. So it's just a matter of time until these factors give the edge in North Carolina politics back to the Democrats. Well, before Democrats celebrate their coming return to power, they must deal with another set of factors that were outlined last week by Nate Cohen in a recent article, or set of articles in the New York Times. Cohen explains why President Obama's landslide victory in 2008 has not led to a new Democratic era in the nation, as many predicted. 6 years later, he writes, there is no prospect for a clear Democratic majority in the country. Obama's coalition of young and non-white voters again turned out in record numbers in 2012, but, he says, the Democratic majority has failed to materialize because the Republicans made large, countervailing, and underappreciated gains of their own among white Southerners who opposed Mr. Obama's reelection in overwhelming numbers. So Cohen concludes, Southern politics are deeply polarized along racial lines. And he says it's no exaggeration to suggest that in these states, the Democrats have become the party of African Americans and that Republicans are the parties of whites. While young voters in the rest of the country have moved to the left on issues like gay marriage and immigration, Cohen says, young Southern whites are just as conservative as their parents and grandparents. And if they remain so, the gap between the South and the rest of the country could grow further. Wow. At the national level, though, there is an upside for Democrats from the Republicans' success in the South. As the South becomes more Republican, our region increasingly imposes its character on the Republican Party, which, as Cohn says, makes broadening the Republicans' national appeal more challenging and making it tough for any moderate and electable Republican presidential candidate to win any Southern primary where many voters adhere to conservative orthodoxy, that is, many Republican primary voters. So that makes winning the nomination without winning the South, it's a long shot for a Republican candidate. And back to North Carolina, Cohn says that Senator Kay Hagan has a special challenge in her reelection bid this year. North Carolina, he says, may be the state where Democrats suffer the most from low midterm turnout. The state is divided between older, culturally Southern and conservative voters and younger, more diverse and more liberal voters, especially around the Research Triangle and Charlotte. So in presidential elections, these two groups fight, Cohn says, nearly to a draw. But in midterm elections, when older voters turn out at much higher rates than younger ones, Republicans have a big advantage. Well, as a moderate woman with experience in campaigning and fundraising, and being a senator, Hagan does have the ingredients to broaden her appeal and put together a successful campaign, notwithstanding all these challenges Cohn has laid out for her and for other North Carolina Democrats. This is D.G. Martin.